The name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Think of all the fighting. All the fighting in the world today, all the fighting throughout the world's history. Nations rising against nations. Group rising against group. Conflicts opening up everywhere. In our own nation. Our own state, our own community. Fights about what to think, what is right, what should be done. Fights about ideas. Fights about people. Fights about property. Fights about rights. And in our homes, husbands and wives fighting over any number of things. Children fighting with each other. Children provoking wrath and sinful overreaction by their parents. And then in your own self. The fight within each person. To know what is right and not do it. To justify what you want to do, no matter the cost to others. The tension in a conscience that goes on with living in this world. Conflict, fighting, disruption, divisions, enmity. All of this is but an outgrowth of the real conflict that underlies everything that has gone wrong in this world. Enmity with God. Mankind's inner hatred of God, which manifests itself in open hatred of the things religious, of hatred of mankind who is created in God's image, to constant warfare and strife in the face of the God of peace. This is just from man to God. But sin brought an enmity from God as well. As God cannot go forever without curbing, disciplining, chastising, repaying his own enemies and the enemies of his people. The deeper war, the deeper fight, is that between the creature and its creator. And all the rest of that strife, all of the rest of that contention is just an outcropping. It's a symptom, an offshoot of that very real conflict with the one true God. You know your part in this. You know the pile of conflict which you have entertained, the wars that you have waged, the strife that you have stirred with others, and thus you can get a sense, even a small one, of what you have done in your uncountable assaults towards God. The mess in this world today, you can own a part of it. The mess in this nation, this state, this community, and yes, even in your homes, you can own up to it if you are honest. Enmity with God. Sin has brought this, and you have acted upon it toward God, and thus also unto others whom God has created. That no one here tonight is free of this charge. If you don't see it in yourself, then you are blind. And you ought to pray to God for an honest evaluation of yourself to see the sin within you, which has worked its way out of you in every effort to attack God and your fellow man, to ruin the things of God, to cry havoc and unleash the dogs of war on his creation and the order that he has established. The lessons tonight speak of this enmity, this strife, this open warfare against God and against others. They speak of the griefs and the sorrows that this enmity, that this sin brings upon the earth, upon all others who feel it. They speak of the root cause of God being our enemy and us being God's enemy ever since the fall. They speak of our violence and our deceit. But they also tell you that God is God. And though God will indeed repay, he is also the God who promised an end to the hostility, that he himself would work peace for our sake. Because if you are at war with God, there is no single chance, not even a glimmer of hope, not even a speck of possibility that you will win that fight. War with God means losing. That goes for all of our efforts by ourselves to appease God as well. No work of ours, no matter how greatly it is regarded by all those who are around us, none of it can avail to set aside God's wrath, and none of it can end the warfare between God and sinful creation. No, that work is way beyond us. To imagine that we can do something like that is to continue to fight that losing fight that leads to defeat and finally to eternal destruction. God knew this. God knows this. This is why, from the very beginning, our Lord Jesus Christ has been set to be the crucified one, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, the one upon whom is the chastisement that brings peace, the one who bears the iniquity of us all, the guilt of sinners bearing as we sing, the one who carries our sorrows and our griefs. This is the message of Good Friday. Christ Jesus, God in the flesh, in whom all the Godhead dwells bodily, this Jesus came to end the warfare, and he did it. The true God appeased God on behalf of God's own enemies, that God became man to save man, man who hated God, to save him by suffering and dying in man's place. That God himself ends this evil war between God and man, shedding his own blood to make that peace. That the hostility has been killed by Jesus' death on the cross, the hostility that you had with God, and honestly, the hostility you have towards others. That those lessons tonight tell us how he has done so, and for what purpose he has done so. There is something that is called the blessed exchange. Simply put, it means that Jesus takes on our sin, and Jesus then gives us his own righteousness. You heard it from 2 Corinthians, that God made him to be sin who knew no sin, in order that we would have the righteousness of God. That Jesus takes your enmity with God and what God would repay you for it. That he takes the sin, he takes the guilt, he takes the shame, the sorrow, the grief, the judgment, the condemnation, the stuff of your making. And that Jesus earns grace and every blessing. He merits the forgiveness of sins, life and salvation. He merits and earns perfect righteousness. He earns peace with God. And he gives it to you. That if it was indeed your sins that put him on that cross, then he is your Savior. For those sins died with him on the cross. For all died. That your new life is yours. You are a new creation in him, because he rose from the dead, and he saw fit to deliver all of that to you in your holy baptism. that yes, your sin put him there. But that means that that blessed forgiveness of sins earned by Christ on the cross is the forgiveness of your sins. That your condemnation fell upon Jesus on the cross. And that means that Jesus took away your condemnation and salvation has now come to you. That your strife with God and your anger and fighting with others demanded that Jesus be crucified. And that means now, because of Jesus making the atonement, you have peace with God, and from that you can be at peace with others. There is no greater peacemaker than Jesus. And Jesus himself said, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God." In the name of Jesus, amen. Please rise. Now the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.